You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I am Saunua Mali'i Karanina Sumeo, Human Rights Commissioner. I have delegations for women's rights, under which this piece of work was conducted, looking at the use of segregation, restraint, and pepper sprays in women's prisons in Aotearoa.
Oh, and what were some of the findings of this report by Dr. Sharon Shalev?
Well, the findings included the fact that pepper spray was used only second to its use in the maximum prison for men. And so that was really concerning, that we're using pepper spray to that extent in women's prisons. Certainly, we're finding that there were a significant number of stays in segregation units that breach the international guidelines known as the Mandela Rules for people placed in solitary confinement. So it's a controversial term, solitary confinement. Basically, it means that a person is in a cell by themselves and with very limited meaningful human contact. So they only have about an hour contact or an hour time outside their cells in any day. And that's a significant of international rules because that's happened a number of times. And so that's over 15 days. And around 93% of people who exceed that 15 days are Māori and Pacific. So there's a racial element to the concerns about the overuse of segregation in these sort of units in our prisons. And there were a number of findings. So for example, Elena, there's a particular incident where a woman was undergoing a strip search. She refused to remove her underwear. She had her period. And it ended up with four guards restraining her to remove that. Now, that's cruel and inhumane. And, you know, in another context, Elena, if that was conducted in another context, that could be interpreted as a sexual assault. Now, in prison, our women in prison are some of the most vulnerable, most damaged women in society. The majority have suffered family violence, including sexual violence. You know, and for an act like that to be conducted on a vulnerable woman, doesn't matter what they've done, regardless, an act like that conducted on a vulnerable woman in a jail in New Zealand is shameful. And surely it is against, you know, a number, as I said, international guidelines on best practice. And just as a human being, it's against what we would consider a dignified, a dignified treatment of someone. Prisons are public services. It's a public service. Treating a woman like that in that way is in no way or form a service that one expects. So we've got significant problems in our prisons that we need to address urgently. And this report captures, you know, some of those stories. Remember, this is just a snapshot of some of those stories. And it is concerning the high representation of Māori and Pacific women in those days that are beyond 15 limited days in solitary confinement is significant.
That's really horrifying, the story that you just told, and really concerning to hear that there aren't better practices put in place with how to deal with people in a humane way, because in prison it doesn't mean it's outside of the law or outside of humane practices. And it's concerning to hear that it's breaking a well-recognized global law or kind of precedent that how you should treat people, particularly with the solitary confinement. And so it seems that the two main broad takeaways from this report are the fact that there's being disproportionate and unreasonable punitive strategies happening with women over men, but then also Māori and Pacifica. Are we just hearing about this, or has this been known about for a long time?
I mean, there have been previous reviews, you know, by the Ombudsman's office, the Chief Ombudsman's office. I mean, it's their role to monitor what goes on in prisons. Certainly, you know, there's a chief inspectorate's office that monitors practices in prisons. So this is a disappointing thing about it, Elena. These harmful practices are, it's not news, right? There have been concerns about the use of segregation and what happens. The commission, I mean, I'm only looking at this for the first time because the report was conducted by an international expert. And it's the third report that she's conducted in our prisons. So she's been able to look at changes over time. Like, so she did our first report in 2016, and then she did a follow-on in 2020. And this is the third one. And this third one was done because I asked for it under my mandate as women's rights advocate to have a specific look at these practices in the women's prisons. And to find out that we are using pepper spray on women more than we're using it on men in high security maximum prison is a real concern. There seems to be a sort of this blanket expectation that women will obey and will be controlled and will behave. It's dangerous. It's dangerous and it's cruel and inhumane. And it's not something you expect to come out of New Zealand. So we do need to address it. We do need to look at it now. Certainly there's outrage from our Māori wāhine, our Māori communities about it, and the government had to listen. And it's really important to have the space here, Elena, to reach our young people, because it's not something that we talk about all the time. It's in the news all the time. And you know, if we just think, if that was our mom, our sister, our grandmother, because the people in prison are mothers, their grandmothers, their sisters, their aunties. You know, if that was one of ours, how would we feel if we knew that that was happening? But no one would know. No one would ever know that these things are happening if it wasn't for reports like this. So it's not news to corrections. They're doing, they've got a strategy that's calling on more specialist training, you know, that recognizes the fact that the majority of women in prisons are severely damaged. They've got mental health issues. They've got dependence issues. So, you know, we need much better from our prisons. Prisons, they are public services. We are paying for that service. We expect the best. We expect dignity to be upheld, regardless of what the woman did to get there. When they're in there, they still have human rights, as you say, Leonard. They still have their human rights to be live free from violence and discrimination and all of those things. And those rights appear to be put aside when we look at some of the practices that are occurring in these units.
And so what recommendations did the report suggest in response to this findings, particularly looking at these things that the report is focusing on, such as the pepper spray?
One significant one is she's calling for the end of the use of pepper spray. That is something corrections have decided that they will continue to use, but we will call for the use for the stop of the use of the pepper spray. I mean, what I'm hearing from Māori wāhine is just stop using segregation units. You know, stop, because so much happens in those units that is so damaging and harmful. So those are two of the key things. Of course, we need to look at more trauma-informed, culturally informed, gender-centered responses. We need to do it, but that's already been recognized by corrections, and they say that that is what they're doing. I think we don't need, why do we need pepper spray for women who are already inside cells? They're not going anywhere. You know, I'll give you another scenario, Elena. A woman refused, when she was being searched, she refused to take off her hair tie. It may seem like a simple thing, but it ended up having four guards on that woman to remove the hair tie. These things don't make sense. There's something very wrong in our prisons. I know there's great work that's happening there, but when you lift the lid and see these things, and these are obtained, these records are obtained from corrections records themselves. It's not like something that the expert made up. She's read them from the records there, and no one's alarmed. Well, we should be alarmed. As a public, we should be alarmed that this is happening.
Mm. Yeah, no, you make a good point. I mean, it's as reality, we are all paying for it, and it is a public service, and these are family members, these are people's mothers, you know. I'm not sure whether the previous reports also contain the same kind of stories. I assume they probably did, but I hope this one does have some kind of impact. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I think the previous reports, because this looked deeper into what was actually happening, we didn't realize how cruel and how inhumane these practices were until we took this deeper dive. And so now that we do, you can't unsee it, Elena. And we need as many people to come out and support the call to stop the pepper spray, you know, to stop the use of segregation. Otherwise, it's going to continue because, like, it's, you know, as we said before, it's, we don't talk about these things on a daily basis because it's, but these are really, really important things that we need to also address and not put aside for another time. These are lives that are being affected, and we have a duty to them as a public. We have a duty to ensure that their rights are protected and upheld, and we need to hold people accountable for their actions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.